Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. Today is Monday, March 7th, and it is the first week in Lent. And also, I'll be doing a prayer a little bit later, the prayer of consecration to Our Lady and Saint Joseph. And we're still working on our consecration to St. Joseph for March 19th. It's going to be a beautiful feast day at St. Gregory's the Great at the 4 p.m. Mass. But first of all, let's get John O'Rourke. And I'm going to be starting up Zoom right now and opening it up for him so he could, I could join him, or he could join me. And okay. Cat's in the background. Okay, why is it all blue? Oh, they moved it. That's why they moved it. Why did they move it? Okay, let's see. Okay. Perfect. Okay, good. I see each other. Okay, and then here's John in the waiting room. Okay. And, good afternoon, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I'm here.
Good. Well, that's a very good point. Thank you, Vance, for coming today. And I hope you had a great weekend and you the party, the great engagement party of your roommate yesterday. And, you know, I hope you had a good time. And I was telling everyone today is, of course, Monday, the first week of Lent. And if you like, it's a little bit long reading. But did you want to do the reading for today, gospel? If not, you can start a prayer, then either or first. And while you're getting that, I promise everyone, for today, they have it's a prayer to prayer of consecration to Our Lady and St. Joseph, so we can get two for the price of one. And while you're looking up your stuff, I'll pray that. As God the Father, the infinite wisdom and abandoned love entrusted in you, Mary, and you, Saint Joseph, with the care of only the Son, Jesus Christ, while he lived here on earth, spouses of the Holy Family of Nazareth, so do we have to become children of God through the baptism, command and consecrate ourselves to you with humble faith. Look after us, O children, and our families, with the same care and tenderness for which you looked after Jesus. Help us to know and love and serve Jesus as you knew and loved and served him. Grant that we may love you with the same love for which Jesus loved you here on earth. Protect us. Defend us from all dangers and evil. Help us our faith grow. Keep us faithful to our vocation and our mission in the church. Make us holy, and at the end of this life, take us with you to the paradise where you already reign with Christ, eternal glory. Amen.
Amen.
And so what do you have for me first? The gospel reading for today is a little bit long, but I do like the comment part where did mention what do you want to do first, John, before we do the chaplet?
Whatever you like.
Okay. Well, I know Mondays normally we do souls for purgatory, so why don't you do a prayer for souls in purgatory? Oh, okay, sorry. You weren't ready for that.
I got it. All right. Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All our God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son Jesus shed, this cruel scourging, deliver the souls in purgatory, and that soul, especially among them all, which is nearest to its entrance into your glory, that so it may without delay begin to praise and bless you forever. Amen.
Amen. And opening prayer. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gusts forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy open up for the whole world. O Father, life, unfathomable divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. We now pray to our Father, Hail Mary, you two Psalms 130, John, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Psalms 130, John.
Psalm 130. Oops. Out of the depths I call thee, Lord, Lord of my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep count of sins, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and I hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than sentinels for daybreak. More than sentinels for daybreak, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemptions. And he will redeem Israel from all its sins. Amen.
Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born under the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there it comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, meaning the saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And as always, John, we'll rotate. You do start off the small beads, and then I'll rotate back and forth. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so in divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so in divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so in divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence, submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
John, that will be now praying the Novena of Divine Mercy. Remember, what day are we on? I think we finished day 5 yesterday, right?
5, maybe 4. Yeah,
yeah, 5. So I think today we're doing day 6. And day 6 is, Jesus stated, today, bring me the meek and humble souls and the little souls of the little children, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who keep the vigil at my altars. I pour out upon the torrents of graces. Only humble souls is capable of receiving graces. Favor humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart all the meek and humble souls and the souls of the little children. And these souls send all to heaven with ecstasy. They are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are sweet relief smell of banquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have the permanent abode of their most compassionate heart. Oh, Jesus, they are unceasingly singing out the hymn of love and mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the meek souls and upon the humble souls and upon the little children who are enfolded into the abode of the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear out the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance raises from earth and reaches the very throne of the Father of mercy, of all good goodness. I beg of you, by the love you bear these souls, by the delight you take in them, blessed the whole world, that all souls together may sing out and praise your mercy for endless ages. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll be praying the Litany of Divine Mercy, the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina, and our response is, I trust in you. And Johnny, as always, I trust in you to lead us in a great prayer.
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending to earth in the person of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flowed out from the open womb in the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope of despairing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. And now pray that the Fatima prayer, and especially this time of Lent, is probably more important to pray for this. And it's called the sacrificial prayer. So when we're making sacrifices, giving up for Lent and having fish, maybe on Friday, maybe that's not a sacrifice, I enjoy fish, but you know, other sacrifices we go for daily torrents of sacrifices that we have to do. And it says, when enduring suffering, making sacrifices and offering up mortifications. And it's a simple little prayer, and it goes like this. Oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners and reparation for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1917. And one other prayer I'd like to do, and it's the prayer to St. Joseph. Okay, it's a small little prayer, and this is should be doing this before you go to bed, or if you're taking a nap. Saint Joseph, I give you permission to enter into my subconscious mind while I am sleeping. Teach me the virtues to be obedient to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Bring me healing and strength. Amen. That's a beautiful prayer.
Amen.
I couldn't find it. It was funny beforehand. I don't know, where is it? Where is it? And it was in this little book, that little book I was doing. So I found everything. So, John, I know you always have good prayers. So do you want to do that gospel for today? And the reading? Today's, I guess, the first Monday and the first week of Lent. It's a little bit longer today, but I think we have time.
Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate one from another, as shepherds separate sheep from goats. He'll place the sheep on his right side and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least of ones, you did not do for me.' And those will go off into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Amen.
Amen. It's funny, my cousin that lives down at Homestead, he had a picture. Now, I'm assuming it was his place. I don't know if you got one. Looked like a goat. Very skinny. I don't know if he rescued it. So that's kind of a coincidence here. But yeah, every time, you know, we see someone like on the street while you're driving your car and they're begging for money and whatever the needs to have, remember, when you give to them, you're not giving even, you know, you may say, well, they may not need it or they may use it for other purposes. That's not the point. You're giving it to Jesus. What Jesus does with it is up to him. So, you know, I would, especially this time of Lent, we have to be giving more and keep that in mind. And any opportunity you have, I remember we were giving out miraculous medals in a little envelope. And I would give that to the needy who was driving, you know, walking by the car when we were driving. And they liked it. Every one of them appreciated it, you know, and it had a little prayer in it. So I don't know what they did with it, but they all seemed very happy to get it. And so that wasn't even money. So sometimes maybe a little prayer, you know, we could do that instead if we don't have the money. And so that was beautiful, nice reading. What was your thinking of the gospel, today's gospel reading?
Well, the whole point of it's not necessarily what you do, but what you don't do counts as much as, or even more than what you do. So, it's not about what you do, but it's also about what you don't do.
Right. And so, especially, I mean, I remember in the homily, the priest suddenly was saying, the whole idea of doing like almsgiving and these other things that we'll be doing during Lent is so we can keep doing it after, not just do it during Lent, you know, after, oh, I don't have to give any more, Lent is over. No, the whole idea is get used to that. I don't know how many times you have to do something before it becomes part of your routine, like 10 times, 7 times, I'm not sure. Do you know, Johnny?
I don't know.
You don't know. But there's a certain amount of times that the experts say, if you do something, I'm sure 40 days, it would definitely be part of it. And so God wants us to do it all the time, not just during Lent. And so maybe we can make it when we see those people, maybe not homeless, maybe whatever. It doesn't really matter, because remember, whatever they do for the least, they're doing for Jesus. So maybe they're not doing it for a good reason. Maybe that, you know, they're using it for something they shouldn't be using, for alcohol, or they have other conditions. And you know, it's not out. First of all, we shouldn't be judging anyone, number one. And number two, God says you're doing for him. So if you're doing for him, it really doesn't matter who was the vessel who you gave it to. And so during Lent, I would suggest anyone, and if you don't have money, give him a miraculous medal. Give him a holy card. Give him something so that you acknowledge their presence. That's all you really want, to be acknowledged like Jesus, because they are the least, and they should be acknowledged. Not because of the least, because they're human beings. But anyway, and so, Johnny, do you have any other prayers? I think we got time. We're still on air, so that's good. By the way, it's kind of funny, because the other day, Johnny, Mary, somehow the picture was taken down. It fell. Supposedly the cat did it. I don't know. But anyway, and my background, when I see Fuzu, it was totally white. It was like white, the white that, the, you know, it was a very actually yellow ball, but it was totally white. And now today I put Mary's picture back and I could see the blue again, because blue is for Mary. So things that do happen, guys, signs of God is always with us. The one sign when I was going Friday, this past Friday, St. Gregory the Great, Esther, who was in charge of consecration to St. Joseph, which we're going to be doing his feast day, March 19th at 4 p.m. Mass. She was praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock. Then we did a rosary, and then she did Stations of the Cross. So we did all three, and it was great. But before that, when I was getting ready, and I took a picture of it too, and God is everywhere, so I'm sorry to say where it was, but it was my bathroom. But I was just getting dressed, and a picture of a cross came through the window. Now people are going to say, well, it's just the sun hitting the vines and da 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 da. Well, yeah, but so it was a miracle of the sun. It was just the sun. And I was, if you're not going to believe, people are not going to believe, they're not going to believe. But maybe for the believers, we'll believe it more. And that's why we do this. It's not, you know, we hope a non-believer would change around, but let's face it, it's going to need more than one time for a non-believer to turn around and be part of God again. Especially to this coronavirus, you know, people went away. You know, I don't know, Johnny, if you know the story, I forgot they were listening to a pope. And the pope was listening between Jesus and Satan. And it was a conversation going back and forth. And they were talking about the, you know, those who are like on the fence, the mediocre, you know, like, oh, they're not sure which way they are. So Jesus agreed with the devil. He wanted to have an opportunity to go after those people. And he said, well, I'll give you 100 years. I don't know which pope it was, Pope Pius or something. And so this time, yeah, that's what happened. The people who were, you know, they were like on the fence. And maybe they were going to mass sometimes, maybe they're not. But what happened when they closed down the churches, then everyone got used to not going to mass at all. And so if you're on the fence, you weren't going back. And you still haven't gone to that probably. And so that, I think that's part of the 100 years where the people on the fence. Because God doesn't want you to be, or me, or anybody, on the fence. He wants us to believe totally with our hearts and minds and souls. He doesn't want people like, oh, wishy-washy. Well, maybe today, Jesus. Oh, next week. Yeah, next week. Yeah, I'm going to go mass next week. Yeah, yeah. No. God doesn't want that. He wants us totally committed to himself. So what do you think, Don? What do you think God wants from us? Put you on the spot.
No. All right, you ready for the prayer?
Yeah, I guess not. You have no comments. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Monday, the day for souls in purgatory. So, oh God, creator and redeemer of all faithful, render the souls of your servants and handmaidens a remission of all their sins, that through the pious supplications they may obtain the pardon that they have wished for, who lives and reigns with God forever in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, give unto them eternal rest, and may perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.